new appointments to the committee. I believe that announcement was made earlier this week. Of course, Lawrence and Kaz have been reappointed for second term in Lawrence's case, first full term in Kaz's case. The competition for the other two spots was intense. We had something on the order of, I believe, 60 to 80 applications, probably 10 that those of us who reviewed them would have ranked in the A list as people who could be members of the committee. And there was quite a bit of discussion around how to do that, continuing our practice of making sure that the major firms are represented. The trustees appointed John O'Grady as Ruth's successor. I've had the opportunity to meet John when I was in KL and to talk to him. I think he's what we in the old business would have called a class act. He seems to be a very capable person. I guess he's been on the Australian board for quite a while. But he also represents, as he described his role, technical in Asia between everything on one side of Japan and the other
side. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Luca.
Oh,
we've just started.
Thanks.
So I think he'll be an excellent addition. Sandy Peters, as she prefers to be called Sandy, is with the CFA Institute. So that will continue the practice of having an analyst representative. I think she clearly has the skills to be a member of this committee. She's not as steeped in IFRS as some of the rest of you are, but I think that's a problem that she can learn her way out of fairly quickly. Her skills are definitely there. So we're very happy to have these two. As I say, it wasn't an easy process for those of us who did the evaluations or for the trustees in making their choices. Happy to answer any questions on that if anybody has any. Michael, there are some letters that we've received on a couple of the topics. Because of the fact that we received them fairly late, we elected to just leave them at your place rather than have them try to catch up with you by email. I think you were emailed the one on the income tax issue, but we have one from Actio and some other folks in France on the NCI puts, and the IRPA letter, which is on the tax issue.
And we'll put copies of those onto the website as well so that observers can see what's being written.
Okay, with that, does anybody else have anything for the good of the order before we open up?